Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm very excited because today I have with me Kimberly Forbes. Kimberly, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Kimberly, for those that have not had a chance to know about you or meet you, could you share a little bit about what you are doing with your life right now?
Well, I was an entrepreneur. I had my own business doing weddings. I left the corporate world and did wedding dress design and wedding party design. And now I'm just a distributor for a product that saved my life.
So
I live in Southern California, and I do farmers markets and share with friends, you know, whenever I can.
Well, if this product saved your life, I'm sure you would love to tell us about it. And tell us a little bit about the circumstances around how you became so passionate for this.
Well, because I found these products outside of the mainstream of medical practices to overcome some pretty serious medical issues that I had that my Western medicine doctors just simply aren't addressing. So when I found products that very safely and very reasonably took care of the issues I had, I mean, that just made me really excited. But I'll tell you, I was told that I should be dead. And I feel like God has really led me along this path to share these things and kept me alive to do just that.
That is so beautiful. So would you mind going into a little more detail maybe around the medical condition that doctors had such a horrible prognosis for you?
Well, I was really active as a kid. I was in sports. I played tennis and volleyball with the boys. I graduated top five in my class. One of my passions was reading. You know, once I got out on my own, I'd spend my grocery money reading books. But slowly, over time, I got less and less interested in reading, in being active. And after I got married in 1999, we went and had a flu shot. But even before that, I had surgeries for tumors. I had sinusitis, terrible infections, 6 to 10 months out of every year for 30 years. I woke up every single day for 10 years with a headache. I was getting arthritis. I had chronic fatigue, lack of concentration. I had lost memories, and I was having trouble with short-term memory, even remembering my cat's name, you know, to call him. And there were days when my husband would get off and go to work, and I'd get up, take a shower, check the mail, and go back to bed. I was done for the day. That just took all my energy. So I started going to my, you know, regular former HMO doctor, and he just wanted to throw pills at me, like pain pills and stuff. And I knew that wasn't the problem, and I was begging and pleading with him to help me find out why all these things are going on with me. And he just looked at me and said, well, you need to go see your psychologist for that. So it's like when they can't figure out what's going on with somebody and it's not in their, you know, bailiwick of things they've learned at school, it must be hormonal or depression for women. So I left there just crying and depressed. But I had a friend who I had lived with for a year, her and her family. that had chronic fatigue from Epstein-Barr virus. And I got a referral for her doctor, and this doctor is the one that set me on course to find out what was wrong and really what is wrong with a lot of people. She ran tons of tests, none of which I was familiar with, and one of them that came back was a heavy metal toxicity screening. And when I went in for my consult after that test, I was told that she doesn't see numbers that high and that most people are dead from cancer or heart disease by then. So that got my attention, and I started, you know, doing as much research as I could that I remembered, and for some reason I was able to retain this stuff where other things I was reading I wasn't able to. I think it just really hit a nerve with me. So I went for 4 years without really treating the heavy metal toxicity because the treatments were very expensive. They were outside of what was covered in my insurance. So I was just paying out of pocket for supplements that would just get me to the end of the day. And 4 years after I got diagnosed, a friend of mine came to me and said, look, we have this product that you absolutely have to see. This is a friend who overcame a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a non-curable cancer. That was in 2008. He is still alive today because of this product. And it's such a simple, simple thing. It removes heavy metals and toxins, stuff like the parabens and the dioxins that are in so many of our personal care products and pesticides, and it just like cleans your body and filters your blood on the inside so that your body can then heal itself. When you have heavy metals, they stop absorption of nutrition that your body uses not just to function but to heal itself. So simple action. It just takes out the toxins out of your body. One of the board members of the biochemist who developed this product has a pulmonary practice in Los Angeles. So you can imagine he gets a lot of people that are exposed to smog and just a lot of things that are not healthy for you. And he tests every single patient for heavy metals. And there isn't one single patient he's ever had since he started testing that did not have mercury that was affecting their health. So we're all exposed. We all need some help, you know, getting it out, and to do it reasonably and safely, it was just a godsend.
That is fantastic. So what is life like now for you?
Well, it's a process. When I first started taking this product, 4 months later, I had almost 30 symptoms that resolved, and I thought, okay, I'm all better. But through further testing and stuff, and this journey that I've learned about, you know, heavy metals, they accumulate over your lifetime. And if you took them all out at one time, your system would just go into shock. So you take them out gently and slowly over time, and I'm back to reading again. I started knitting again. I'm sewing again. I'm working and being able to, you know, follow up with people where 7 years ago when I started this, I couldn't sit at my desk and make sense of my files, of any system to try and follow up with people. I mean, I just couldn't concentrate on it. So now my brain's getting back in order and I'm doing a lot of things. I would never suggest to anybody that if you just do this one thing, you know, life is going to get better. When we're toxic and you have brain damage, which I did, there's a lot of things that you can do and that you need to do to get your body healthy again. I mean, you eat cleaner, you exercise, but you have to exercise your brain to get those receptors and connections and synapses in your brain working again. So I went through, you know, exercises to do that. Mercury and arsenic, which I had both a lot of, kill the good bacteria that's in your gut. And they're finding out now, researchers, that 70% of your immune system is in a healthy gut. And when you have these metals that kill that bacteria and then the overprescription of antibiotics, you kill the gut, so you need a good probiotic. So I make my own kefir every day. And just as I find people who have, you know, wisdom in these areas, I listen. And I haven't gone to the doctor. I fell down my stairs last year and dramatically injured my hip. But other than that, I don't go see a doctor.
Oh, gee, that's amazing.
Yeah, when I get a flu in the past, I would be sick for 7 to 8 months trying to get over just a flu. And now I get a flu and I'm over it in a couple of days. The colds go through, you know, our area. My husband just got sick. I got a sore throat. It lasted for a few days and I'm done. So I'm just a lot healthier, a lot more energy. I mean, people that knew me 10 years ago and haven't seen me for a while, they're surprised to see me looking younger and vibrant, and my skin looks better, my hair looks better. It just feels better to feel alive again. I mean, I literally felt like I was dying. So
wow, that is really, really powerful. So tell us a little bit about this wonderful, it's not medication, but it's natural supplement,
I assume. It's a supplement.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's a mineral. It's been used in Asian medicine for over 800 years. There's over 49 different kinds of zeolite. This is clenoptilolite zeolite. That took a while for me to learn how to say that word. It's formed when volcanic ash hits water and forms these crystals over time. There's three different structures that zeolites have. Like asbestos is a zeolite, and of course that one actually causes cancer because it's needle-like, and when you breathe it in, it embeds in your lung and causes damage where you get the mesothelioma. There's cluster zeolites, and then this is sheet-like zeolite, and this particular sheet in the clenoptilolite, it's a flat like sheet that has honeycomb like holes in it. They stack on top of each other and form these cages and channels. The zeolite is one of the only negatively charged minerals on the planet, so it has that negative charge that when it gets into your body, it will pull the positively charged ions into the cage, trap them, and safely take it out of your body. And it, so far, it's the only ingredient, or if you will, or natural or man-made, that so uniquely does it safely.
Wow. So if someone were to go to get this, does it have a marketable name, or what would one request?
The product that I use is called Natural Cellular Defense. And it was developed by a biochemist who is also a nutraceutical and pharmaceutical. He does lectures asking practitioners to integrate, you know, Western with traditional, because, I mean, Western doctors would tell you all the traditional stuff just doesn't work. And the traditional, you know, think a lot of what Western medicine does is just poison. But he suggests that you should use all the tools in your toolbox for the benefit of the patient. And he had a group of Croatian researchers that walked up to him after the lecture and said, you know, listen, we took this clenoptilolite and we put it in a petri dish with cancer cells, and it killed these cancer cells in 3 days. What we observed in the microscope was it got through the membrane. Cancer cells have leaky membranes. And they eat 8 times more food than a healthy cell. So it soaks in this zeolite that has gone through your body and picked up toxins. It gets into that cancer cell and expresses P21 and P27 tumor suppressor genes. So it has a really unique mechanism to kill cancer. And, of course, we can't call it a cure because it's... We've done clinical trials, but it's not a drug. so we can't call it a cure. But our testimonies, can I give a link to our testimonies?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You go to www.testimonyinfo.com, hundreds of testimonies. People don't realize when you get, for instance, allergies, that's your immune system not functioning properly. It's not accurately assessing a threat and it's killing healthy cells. And that is because there's toxins that you have in your body. So, but people just think, oh, it's my bad luck. Everybody gets them and they go to the doctor and go get a medication for it. Where when you take out the thing that's irritating your immune system, your body will heal itself and give it the things that your body needs to build a good immune system. So the zeolite, when Rick talked to these researchers, they said our problem with the zeolite as we mine it is molecularly it's too large to get through the gut. Only about 3% of it will actually get through the gut and into the bloodstream where it can affect a cancer cell inside the body. So Rick's task took him 7 years in the lab to figure out was, number one, how do we purify it to make it as effective as possible? Because what they mine has toxins in it. That's what its purpose is like filtering and cleaning, you know, even the air in its environment. So his next task was to make it small enough to get through the gut. And is it still going to have the same properties if he does micronize it? And 7 years in the lab, he figured out how to do both those things. And when they put it out on market, I mean, they started having all these wonderful testimonies of people overcoming, you know, very serious illnesses. I mean, the CDC and the World Health Organization estimate that over 97% of all disease is caused by environmental exposures to toxins that in our living every day, we simply cannot avoid anymore. I mean, all these nice things we have in our house that are made out of plastics and metals, they off-gas. And when you can see the air when you go outside from the smog, those are particles that get in you and accumulate and cause all these problems.
Fascinating.
So yeah, so simple to take it out.
It's so really awesome. Fascinating. This is just wonderful. Tell us the name of the product again.
It's called Natural Cellular Defense, and it's distributed by a company called Waiora, W-A-I-O-R-A. It's a direct marketed. So you can go to Waiora.com, and they'll send you to a distributor, hopefully in your area. But they don't even have to be in your area. I mean, this gets sent all over the world.
Wow, that is incredible. So, you know, this is just such great information, and you are so knowledgeable on this subject. And having had this huge change in your own life, I just can't tell you how much we thank you for being with us today. What are some tips in addition to the natural cellular defense that you would recommend for someone who is maybe not feeling up to par and would like to certainly change that aspect of their being?
Well, I'm not the first to say this, but I would say be your own doctor. You know your body better than anybody else, and if you're being told by somebody something you just doesn't sit right with you, when I was told that it was all in my head and go see a psychiatrist, I knew that wasn't right. So listen to that and go find people who will have gone through what you are going through and see if they can't offer some help. So first and foremost, I mean, question what your doctor tells you. Know the medications that you're taking and what they do, and know the harm, and see if you can't find something more natural so that you're not doing more damage to your body. I think that's part of what got me through this all is I would not take prescription meds. I mean, I occasionally took an aspirin. I mean, I had the headaches for 10 years, and most days it was just kind of a naggy, well, you know, live with it kind of headache. There were a few days where I had to take an aspirin, but I wouldn't take anything heavier than that when I had major surgeries. I had tumors the size of a grapefruit. that had to be removed. And when I got back from the hospital, I would rather suffer the pain than the side effects or get addicted to a drug. So I would say I had a nutritionist a long time ago told me, if God made it, eat it. If man made it or processed it, don't eat it. And I'd further add, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin, because your skin soaks in, you know, 28% of the water that's in your body, your skin sucks in from the air and processes it. So if the air is dirty, you're breathing stuff in. If you're putting products on your skin, they're absorbed and in your organs, damaging your organs. If you can, I know for a lot of people it's expensive, but I mean, start blogging, start getting on your Facebook and asking people, you know, have they gone through this and what did they do? And get, you know, people who are in the same boat as you, who have all these questions and things and their doctors are just not helping them. I mean, I have a fellow friend at our farmer's market who has lupus. She's sick and tired of going to the doctors. She came over to my table when I first started going there and ordered some of the product. And about 3 weeks later, I talked to her about, you know, how's it working for you? She goes, well, you know, I didn't tell you this when I first started taking it because I didn't want to jinx anything. It's kind of funny how people think. But she had a tumor the size of a grapefruit in her breast. And in 3 weeks' time, it was reduced by half. And now it's been 2 months. It has broken up into little pea-sized and separated from the muscle wall. So she knows it's going away, but she has more energy even from the lupus symptoms.
Mm. So that's amazing.
Yeah, so talk to people and find out what they did. I try and eat as organically as possible. I mean, we're social animals and we eat socially, so sometimes it's hard to avoid doing that. But otherwise, eat as clean as you can. And again, I make my own kefir, which is a natural probiotic milk. It's fermented milk that the grains are literally thousands of years old, and they propagate, and you divide them and give them to your friends. I mean, it's what they did thousands of years ago to stay healthy and to keep their milk from going bad. So
incredible.
So those are two things. I mean, the natural cellular defense and the kefir are the two things that I simply won't live without. Have to have them.
Fabulous.
Every day.
Wonderful. Kimberly, you're such an inspiration. Thank you so much for being here. I know people who will want to tap into some more of your wisdom and knowledge. Is there a website where they can go to find you?
They can go to the Wayora website, is KimberlyForbes.com.
Fabulous. Kimberly, thanks so much for being with us today. This has really been, you know, you've created so much awareness with your own experience, and I really appreciate you sharing it so generously.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do this. It really is my passion to help other people.
Very beautiful. Thank you, all of you out there listening. And if you want to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.